This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is sending about 1,500 more troops to the Middle East amid heightened tensions with Iran. We get the details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The president says another 1,500 Americans will head to the region.
We're going to be sending a relatively small number of troops.
It's part of a buildup that began after what the U.S. said was a threat from Iran without giving either details or evidence. The Pentagon says the additional troops will focus on protecting those already there.
We do not see these forces as provocative.
Acting Assistant Defense Secretary Katie Wheelbarger echoing the president in downplaying the prospect of a conflict.
I don't think Iran wants to fight. And I certainly don't think they want to fight with us.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
British Prime Minister Theresa May announced her resignation Friday, plunging the country deeper into political chaos as it tries to negotiate an exit from the European Union. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the race is on to try to replace May as Britain's prime minister.
Theresa May came to power in 2016 after Britain's vote to leave the European Union prompted the resignation of predecessor David Cameron. Just as Cameron had done 3 years ago, Theresa May walked out of the prime minister's residence at 10 Downing Street Friday to waiting cameras and announced her resignation, saying she bitterly regretted failing to deliver Brexit. Theresa May will still be in office for President Donald Trump's state visit to Britain at the beginning of June, likely to be her final act on the global political stage. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is